Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, did you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of it. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You know the drill. Okay? You just, whatever. You got to get involved. So it's just mostly so you know what's going on. And there is a lot going on out there. A lot to keep up with. You know, the Uncle Joe's talking about Joey B. I shouldn't call him Uncle Joe. I don't think anybody wants them. Wants him, them, and to be their uncle. You know what I mean? I mean, seriously. I wouldn't want any part of the guy. If he was related to me, right? I mean, seriously. If he was related to me, I'd be petrified. To call him Uncle Joe. All right, guys. There is a lot going on, a lot to keep up with, a lot to talk about here tonight. Sonya Smith's going to join us in the second hour. She usually does it at first, but she decided tonight she got more important stuff going on, having to do with her grandson. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, and if you look again, look at our news sources. Look at who's reporting on what? What's being hidden on you? And I'm not saying, you know, I keep telling you guys that there are many distractions going on around you. You keep looking around, there's many distractions going on around you. What are they trying to keep you from paying attention to? What are they trying to keep you from honing in on? Do you ever think of that? When the news source that comes up or the stories that come up are the same over and over and over again, what are they trying to hide from you? What are they trying to keep you from knowing? So, again, when you look at this, you look at what's going on at the White House. This isn't the White House anymore. This is the Kremlin West. Do you not agree? Now, Lauren, you know, Boebert, representative out of Colorado, you know her, she's like the little, and I do mean little, she's a little gun-toting thing. She's authored legislation to shut down a new Department of a Homeland Security board designated to police misinformation. Now, Boebert's legislation would defund a disinformation governance board and ensure that federal government, that this is the Ministry of Propaganda. Come on, you know it is. This would define the disinformation governance board. Let that sink in for a second. What the heck does that mean? Boebert's legislation would defund the disinformation board. This kind of stuff, she says, is terrifying. And we in Congress have the power of the purse. It's our duty to shut down this department right now. Look, people. This is that. It actually, it's not even the first step. This has been going on for a long time. You know, when they had the mantra of no one's above the law, no one's above the law, no one's above the law. Well, it's not true. Think about how many, how many opinions the Supreme Court has rendered against Joey B, and he keeps going on with it. Really. How many times, you know, what's going on at the border? They've been told to stop. Right? They've got to hold people at bay. They can't let them just come into the country. They're doing it anyway. They're putting them on planes and they're dropping them off in cities all across the country. In many cases, not even letting the local authorities know that they're going to be there. That they're coming in. Right? Now, and it is terrifying. She goes on to say, I'm calling on leadership in the Republican Party, leader Kevin McCarthy, Steve Scalise, and others to join me in calling for the department to be shut down and defunded. Well, here's the problem. Good luck with that. No, sincerely. Because they own the Congress. Remember, they've got all the power right now. And I kept telling people, look at what's going on in California. Look at what's happening here in California. The same thing is going on there. Representative McCarthy didn't respond to anything quickly. He wouldn't say whether he backs the bill or not. Again, I'm just going back to, this is amazing. Now, Scalise and McCarthy recently signed onto a letter questioning Mayorkas' suitability for office. But he wouldn't talk about impeachment. Why not? The guy is not on our side. Anybody home? Do you not get this? And I'm not so sure that the Republicans, you know, everybody's all excited about, hey, look, we get the House back. What does that mean? No, come on, come on, come on, come on. Really, in all reality, what does that mean? Are they going to step up? Are they going to do the job they're supposed to be doing? You have to ask. Because we've had the ability before. And what did we do? We spent more time having these commissions, these committees and such. And did we send anybody to prison? Right? We issued subpoenas. We did all these hearings. Did we send anybody to prison? So this is all dance. It's just a dance. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing
lasting relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Some of the greatest bass lines ever. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Okay? I mean, seriously. And seriously, I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to get the information you need to get. So, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, right? And like I said, you gotta keep getting informed. You gotta keep making sure you get the information you need so you know what you need to do. All right, let's get back at it again. I love this stuff. I think it's great that we're getting involved. I think it's great that some of you are getting informed, that some of you really want to know. You really, truly want to know what's going on. And you don't need me to... Oh, I shouldn't say this. You don't need me to get this information. You don't need me to do this. Seriously. You can look up some of this stuff yourself. You can take the time, find that thing that's close to your heart, and jump all over it. And get involved locally with your school board, your water board, your city councils. Anyway, back to Representative Boebert. And she's talking, I love this. But she won't get anywhere with it, but the fact that she's willing to put it out there, I think is great. They wanted to fund Biden administration's disinformation board. You know, this is not what our founding fathers had in mind. And somebody, you know, during the break, I got an email from someone who said, because I was going down the road of this is nothing new. No, okay. They went further than I did. You know, like all the way back to the 50s, 40s. This has been going on forever. Yeah, okay, it has. But not at this level. Not in an in-your-face like you're seeing happen right now. Right? I mean, seriously, think about this. This is the Ministry of Propaganda, right? They're going to tell you what truth is and what truth isn't. Come on. That doesn't scare you at all? Well, I know some of you are smart enough that it petrifies. It should scare you to no end because does it stop there? Remember, they want to watch your bank account. Anything, you deposit over $600. My God, if you're on welfare, you'll eventually deposit over $600. So they want that access to everything. Now, as I've always said, almost as a joke, if you have a cell phone, if you have a credit card, they're already tracking you. They know what you're doing, who you're calling, what you're spending, where you're spending it. But this is where the Republicans need to step up or else. I don't think they will. Look, it is too comfortable. Why do you think Trump makes them so nervous? See, he didn't need the money. He didn't have to play the game. And Joey's got a good $1 billion, too. Is he... Did I miss the tweet or the memo where he's donating his salary? Did I miss that one? I'm asking because, truly, you know, they talk about how charitable they are. They're charitable with our money. More than happy to give money to people they're paying taxes before. More than happy to give medical and other services to people who's never paid a nickel in taxes. Are they paying for it? What are they doing? And Jen Psaki, my God, what are they going to do when she's gone? You think you'll find somebody who lies more than she does? I'm just curious. She went on to say, we know there's been a range of disinformation out there about the range of topics. I mean, include COVID, for example, and also the elections and eligibility and so on. Oh, no, that's not true. Remember, everything Trump said, they called disinformation until we found out it was what? Real information, right? She was describing Jankowicz. Psaki claims she is an expert on online disinformation, and instead she is a person with extensive qualifications. No. Again, not true. We're going to talk about that more later on. Jankowicz suggested during the 2020 presidential election that Hunter Biden's laptop, which has been verified by multiple media outlets, was a Russian influence op. Right? I mean, she's telling you that was, she was pushing out misinformation. She knew it was a lie when she put it out there. Some of you go, well, how did you know, Jess? No, they all knew. This didn't just come to light 2 weeks ago. They knew it then. That's why the laptop was put up on a shelf and left alone. Jankowicz retweeted her comment on Wednesday, claiming that she was simply live tweeting the presidential debate between Biden and Trump. Right? I mean, seriously. So now she's twisting it to say, they were debating, and I was just repeating what they were debating. That's all I was doing. What should really scare you is A, how easy the lies come, and B, how easy a good portion of the Democrat rank and file will cover for her. Boebert's collecting co-sponsors for her legislation, plans to formally introduce it next week. She said this truly is the Department of Propaganda. Right? To say that the federal department has a say in what's right and what's wrong, what's truth and what's not, is dangerous. This is not, again, what our founding fathers had in mind. I mean, look, they're talking about banning menthol cigarettes. Look, guys, I don't want our kids to get them. I don't want anybody to, right? But here's the deal. They have no right to do that. They have no right to ban smoking. They have no right to do 80% of what they're putting out there. Their job isn't to run around protecting us from ourselves. If I want to eat bacon, I'm allowed to eat bacon. Now, where I probably draw the line with many people, like, if you've been smoking all your life after reading those packages and you get sick, why do my tax dollars have to go into saving your butt? Don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to be heartless. I don't want you to die. But why is it that you can eat it what you want to eat, you can smoke cigarettes, you can do all of that, and then I'm stuck paying for your inability to control yourself? Right? I know I'm not the healthiest specimen on the planet either. But if I get sick, it needs to go back to the way it used to be, the old days of what God has intended. My brothers and sisters in Christ, the church as a whole, they should be helping me, not the government. Nobody should be forced through the government, through the collection of taxes, to pay for my apartment, my health and welfare, none of that. Show me senior host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration says gas with a higher ethanol blend can be sold this summer in an attempt to reduce prices at the pump. The EPA has issued an emergency waiver allowing the E15 gas to be sold. The agency saying this will lead to a bigger fuel supply in addition to giving consumers more choices when they fill up. This, as a study from the National Academy of Sciences, says corn-based ethanol is a bigger contributor to global warming than straight gasoline. About one-third of Americans who participated in the Retirement Confidence Survey said inflation and rising costs of living are at the top of their concerns. The worst month Wall Street has seen since 2020 is done, stocks falling sharply with the tech-heavy NASDAQ and S&P finishing at new lows for the year. Inflation fears fueling Friday's sell-off. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
I'm a senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, head up to the website, joemessina.com. Where you can watch live, listen live. You can, there's so much going on up there that you can be involved with. You know, and not only can you be involved with, but you can get informed with. And that's basically what we want, right? We want you all informed. That way, when you're making comments, you're making these statements where you're trying to have conversations with somebody, you don't look the fool. Right? All right. This is what I love. The Dems are getting a taste from social media of what we've been putting up with forever. So Mr. Musk today told AOC, hey, listen up. Stop hitting on me. After the, after all that Twitter purchase criticism, right? So he responded to a tweet from Representative AOC on Friday evening. Tell her to stop hitting on me. Musk was responding to a tweet from AOC expressing her frustration with a massive communication platform. She was tired of having to collectively stress about what explosion of hate crimes is happening because some billionaire with an ego problem unilaterally controlled a massive communication platform and skews it because Tucker Carlson or Peter Thiel took him to dinner and made him feel all special. Look who's talking. I mean, seriously. Little Sandy here, which was her name in high school, by the way. Little Sandy grew up with a silver spoon in her mouth. And thinks that she speaks for the poor. Okay? She was elected. A bartender was elected. You saw some of the pictures of her just before she was elected. Very immature, some of the things that she was doing. She makes very little sense on the floor, or even when she's out giving speeches. Yes, and I'll be called misogynistic and blah, 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 blah. Nobody cares. She is not a very bright person. I don't care. I mean, she's got a degree in economics. My God, I'm amazed that she can even, with the stuff that she says, I'm amazed that she can even balance her checkbook. Right? She's always talking about how stressed out she is. Then get out of the business. If you can't handle it, just go. Believe me, nobody will lose sleep over it. The AOC responded to Musk saying, I was talking about Zuckerberg, but okay. No, she wasn't. She was not. Not in your life. She went on to say, but deleted the tweet just under a minute after publishing it, according to a ProPublica project track. I didn't know this, but there is a website that tracks deleted tweets. Go figure that one out. And I love that he is set, whether he's on it. Some people go, hey, he may not be on the side. You don't know what's going to. I don't care. I don't care what he does at this point. Look at what's popping up just because he did this. He's a misogynist. He's a nasty man. He's a hater. This is how they operate. Trump was God's gift to humanity with these people just before he decided to run for president. Al Sharpton loved him. Jesse Jackson loved him. Free speech is the bedrock of a functioning democracy, and Twitter is the digital town square where matters vital to the future of humanity are debated. That's according to Musk. You know, he's right in line with our founding fathers. See, the whole idea, remember, freedom of speech was for the citizen to stand up on his soapbox in the middle of the town square and say, you see those idiots behind me in town hall? You see the guys that just put a tax on horseshoes? You see, I mean, they're a bunch of morons, and we need to come against them, and we need to, and that's what freedom of speech was all about. So unlike what the king would do to you in England, you didn't get dragged off to jail. You didn't get shot for speaking against the government. These were your rights. You had the right to do these. And it wasn't treason. And it wasn't subversion. Remember, this stuff is all about not coming against the government in voice. If I'm amassing a team to raid the White House or to raid the Pentagon to take over this government, that's one thing. I mean, do you really believe, let's just say that everything they say about January 6th, you know, it's all a lie, so let's just make sure we're there. But let's just say everything they said about January 6th is true. That the group was there, the people were there that day to create subversion, to go in there and take over the Congress. What were they going to do? Sit in the seats and vote to change the laws? What were they going to do? Where was the violence? No guns were found. The only people that were shot were from the police. The Capitol Police shooting other people. What were they going to do? I was reading somebody higher up in the administration and their report about what they saw that day, what kind of got them confused, trying to understand. They said that when they were, you know, walking around and looking, the fact that knowing that many people were going to be there and there weren't that many barriers around, cement or otherwise, that the police weren't even near what they were in the days of old when they were going to have some kind of event at the Capitol. That the rooftop snipers were nowhere to be found. I mean, this is somebody who's there all the time. Well, can somebody explain that? And don't just say it's not true, because that in and of itself is not true. Why change all of that? You know, I'm an old Columbo freak. And one of the things he always says when he's doing an investigation, I realize he's not a real detective, so relax, but it's based on reality. He says the thing that tips him off that there's an issue is when somebody does something different that they've done forever. When they change the norm, you can bet your boots that something is wrong. Something is amiss. Okay? So I think this is great. I look at this stuff. I'm hoping that we win. I'm believing that we win. I believe that we have the guts to make a change. I want to believe. That's what I should say. I want to believe. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. All right, let's talk about how deaf, I'm not, I'll say it all. Let's talk about how deaf, dumb, and blind the Democrats are right now. So it's a recent Quinnipiac poll. Latinos are breaking big time with Democrats. So the Republicans will take this in the midterm, according to the poll. I mean, we'll probably blow it like we do everything else. Right? This year's midterms are shaping up to be one of the biggest tests the Democrats face. Now, according to polling by Quinnipiac, it was done in early April, Biden's approval among Hispanic voters barely made it to 26%. You ready? The same poll found approval with white voters at 31% and black voters at 63%. Now, when it comes to the most urgent issues facing the country today, Latino voters said that inflation was the biggest concern at 31%, coming in at a tie for second place was immigration among Latinos. Now, they'll be called all kinds of names for that. Right? I mean, seriously. Why would you get on board with the Republicans? They hate you. Really? We do? These people, is just, they're so branded with this stuff. Now, commentators went around the country to talk to Hispanic voters about immigration and what matters most. In Orlando, for instance, they found people who say that their biggest worries right now are the price of gas, maintaining good employment. When some of them were asked if they feel the influx of migrants at the southern border will impact how they vote, the vast majority of them said yes. Ooh. I feel the more people you add in a home, the more problems it can create, said one person. There's a lot of American people right now in need, and they're giving people that come in from other countries to help where there's already enough people here that need help. They're draining the system. This is coming from Latino Americans. And some of you, yeah, well, see, they already got... No, don't go there. Because it ain't right. So we'll see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution because that's what you want to be. You want to be part of the solution. That's really the way for us to win. Okay? Let's get back at this again. I really do love these stories. Because all we ever hear about is how Latinos, blacks, Asians, whatever. None of them are Republicans. They're all Democrats. They don't line up with Republican principles at all. So not true. Many of those groups, the majority of those groups, and people in those groups, line up with traditional family values. Line up with the term men and women, or man and woman, if you would. Line up with the terms that we should have the freedom. That's why they came here. The freedom to do business the way they want to do business. To have the people, I mean, California, you talk about the first communist regime in this country, really hardcore. California. 10 years ago, I think, going back, they started dictating the kinds of people you could have on your board on a private corporation. What you had to offer people for benefits. Look, If I don't offer health insurance and you need to have it and I can't afford it, go to work for somebody else. Against my loss, I don't know. But if I can't afford it, I'm not going to do it. Most of these people making these laws, most of these people at the legislative level haven't signed a check for anybody. I'm talking about any kind of check, not just a payroll check, a vendor check, a mortgage check for a building. Come up short and had to go get a loan because they're trying to put a new product through. None of them have done that. They don't understand that process. Anyway, we're talking about Latino responses to what's going on and will it affect the November vote. In Charlotte, North Carolina, a small group said that that they worry most about the economy, and they say that the American dream is gone. Now, one person in the group said doesn't think the immigration issue is to blame. He said, I don't think so because I think the economy problems are already here. Everything is going up. Everything is getting more expensive. And then I think the immigration problem is never going to change. Like the United States is built on a country. Now, I wonder where this person, what they follow. The United States is a country built by immigrants. And everybody's going to try to come to the United States all the time. Now he says he didn't vote for former President Trump, but would in 2024. He also said he feels that the Biden administration is dealing with the southern border crisis well, but the main problem is not how they handle it. It's the way they're telling people they're going to fix it, and then they don't. All right, so this guy's at least trying to make sense of it all, right? In Las Vegas, Nevada, one group calls the current administration handling of illegal immigration very poor and very sad. They worry that the victims of sex trafficking and express frustration over the decision to end Title 42. They believe it is just like opening the border and saying, welcome, and have fun. Think about that. This is probably one of them. Further west, in Los Angeles, another group say that their biggest issues are immigration and crime. Right? And the sluggishness of the immigration process as far as like being able to become a legal permanent resident, you know, just it takes just forever. One group says, you know, I wish that something could be done to speed up the process. Look, I don't want to speed up the process necessarily. Give me a reason to. What are your checks to speed that process up? If we have a hard time finding out who you are, where you came from, and whether you're a good person or not, I want to slow it down. Now, there's a difference between this, as I talked about this years ago. There's a difference between legal residency and becoming a citizen. I will tell you that many coming up from the South don't want to be citizens. They want to be legal residents. That gives them access to our services. I mean, do you really believe that our founding fathers had this in mind? Does anybody really believe that our founding fathers sit and go, well, if people could come here and they don't want to be... No! You should read their letters to each other, even on what being a patriot, being a citizen was all about. George Washington basically said in one of his letters, if you denied God, he would deny your patriotism. Because they understood how they got where they got. On Biden, one person in Los Angeles who spoke up from the group said he worries about the homeless problem. He said, look around, they're all around us. They're not going anywhere. Nobody's helping them. On immigration, the Biden administration's handling of it, the group said that they feel like the government's just sweeping it under the rug. Right? And because it doesn't get reported, they pretend it's not happening. And then they let the residents of the cities, those particular cities that are being besieged by this, have to deal with it. And I agree with them. According to research by National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials, NALEO, I didn't even know that existed. At least 11 million plus Latinos will cast ballots in 2022. That's a, I mean, a 71% increase in the number of Latino votes from 2014. And if a vast majority of those feel like we're not doing the job we're supposed to be doing, the Dems are in a lot of trouble. The only way they can beat this maybe is to make it look like, spin it and make it look like it's a, this is a Republican issue. Right? No, really. 855 Real Joey, 855-732-5563. U.S. Marshals arrested over 700 in Mississippi. These were big, this was a big gang-related raid. Now, the operation focused on northern Mississippi. It included aggravated assault, homicide, aggravated domestic assault, child abuse, child sexual assault, unlawful gun crimes. A whole bunch of stuff going up. The operation is called Operation MPAC. Mississippi partnering agencies coming together and was led by the U.S. Marshal's Office. And a lot of these gangs that come up with these drugs, a lot that come up with this stuff, are coming up from Mexico. So when Trump said they're not sending us our best, take a hard look. I mean, yeah, there were many people coming over for a better life. I get that. But if you really believe that 90%+ of these people are here for the right reason, there's something wrong with you. Maybe you need to go down there and check it out. They got over $134,000 worth of narcotics, more than $50,000 worth of cash, and over 40 firearms were seized. I'm sorry, again, what, they're all coming here for work? What kind of work? That would be my next question. I love these quick stories. Charlie Crist says he's open to mask mandates, setting up COVID as a key issue in the race against DeSantis. Don't you love this? I can't wait till these two debate. Right, DeSantis is going to mop the floor with this guy. And this is part of what I told you. Some of the stories tonight, proof positive that the Democrats, not only are they not paying attention, they don't care. They can't hear. They've already got it figured out in their head, and that's all they can deal with. Right? I mean, I love this. Crist says that he really is thinking about re-implementing a stricter mask mandate. Now, a video obtained by a local news source shows the former Florida governor and current congressman Charlie Crist telling attendees at a campaign event that if he were elected, he would be open to a statewide mask mandate. An event attendees asked Congressman, "Thank you for coming. You mentioned the pandemic. Hopefully it's behind us. But as Florida governor, would you open to mandating regulation masks?" Now, at the meeting, I wish somebody got a picture. I wonder how many of them were actually in masks. He said, "I would be open to doing what scientists advise, not political scientists. I just read an article this morning. I'm glad you brought it up. So I'm going to the airport right after this. I'm going to Orlando. I'm going to wear a mask on a plane. You don't have to anymore, but I'm going to wear a mask." Right? Because there's another new variant. There's always going to be another new variant, just like the yearly flu. And I love this stuff where I'm following science, but nobody else is, right? What science are they following? Dr. Farrar, and again, she's not a medical doctor. Dr. Farrar in Los Angeles County has decided she's going to follow the science, but she can't tell you what science. She can't point to any of the science, any of the research. She's going to institute masks again. Under certain circumstances, but the circumstances she's putting out there, you're not going to be able to dodge in any way. Do we have an overflow in the hospitals? No. Do we have a massive uptick in people with symptomatic COVID? No. It just makes them feel better. It's the control. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. I believe we're going to have Sonya Smith join us. This should be good. Be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far.